Our show, the Geeks Are Wired podcast, where we talk about video games, movies, TV, comic books, technology, and TLDR, the Internet of Things. I'm a host, Anthony, and I have another host here whose name is Bill.
Hi, I am a Bill.
You are a Bill. And Bill, you shall be. If you want to contact us, you can do so at geeksarewired@gmail.com, and you can call us at 801-896-4335 or 801-896-GEEK. And there's also a Patreon that you can support us on, patreon.com/geeksarewired. You can get, if you support us on there, you can get the podcast early and gain access to a secret episode.
What's it called?
Geeks Are Wireless.
Yes.
Which is, you know, real original.
I know.
But, yeah, so.
It's punny.
Yeah, punny. It's because we're wired, and then that one's wireless. Ooh.
Well, actually, a friend talked about that a while ago, going like, well, everything's going wireless, so maybe, you know, the Geeks Are Wireless thing would kind of give me the idea a while ago.
Oh, fair enough. I don't know. Wireless is cool, but if it's stationary, I still think it should be wired. For the most part.
Yeah. Understand.
But, you know, sometimes it's not practical, or sometimes it's just annoying. Because you have to drill a hole through the floor. But it's worth it, especially if your Wi-Fi card sucks on your computer.
All you have to do is upgrade it.
Nah, still doesn't work.
Yeah.
Didn't work for me, at least. In fact, I had. I'm not going to talk about that.
Didn't have all the AC stuff or the Wi-Fi 6 stuff?
No, I don't have any of that.
Oh, I recommend
it. Get this away from me, please. He's taking away all the stuff that I can play with because apparently I'm a noisy person. So I have a hacky sack to play with. All right, what are we talking about?
Your noisiness.
No, I mean, I can be noisy. You hear this? Probably not, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, you could probably hear in this, but...
Possible. We're talking about the smartwatches.
Oh, we want to talk about that first? Okay.
Straight away. Just go
ahead. Okay, so there was an art... I guess I should open it so I can actually talk about it. So there was, okay, moving this, it's stuck to it because it's metal.
And magnet.
Okay. So there was a article. I can't see the screen without moving the microphone. Because
no.
I'm on my iPad because my laptop's dead. So anyways, there was an article on GQ.com.
Yes. Gentleman's Quarterly, which is released monthly, so don't be confused by that.
Oh, okay.
That is literally what GQ stands for.
I get it. Okay, that's cool. So there's an article about, basically it's titled, How a Smartwatch Helped Me Take Care of Myself Again. And it's really just about how this person got a smartwatch, and then after a couple of months, they put it away because they weren't getting a whole lot of it, and I think they were getting annoyed by all the notifications, or they were just missing them completely, which I completely relate to, because I actually had to turn up the tapping, like
vibration.
Yeah, the impact on, like, the actual impact to make it more pronounced, because I'd never felt them, and I still kind of don't, because I just get used to it. And what he talked about on here was, he put it on, but so the lead up to this is that quarantining, like we all are still, he talked about how in the beginning it was fine. He got his routine down, but then eventually he just kept eating chicken fingers, like frozen chicken fingers that he would throw in the microwave and nuke. And I had this much more memorized a couple of days ago.
That's what happens over...
Yeah. Basically, he got to the point where that was all he was eating. And he was feeling like crap. And I should have read this more. I apologize.
Well, still, there's the gist of it. You're saying that he put it on.
Yeah, I'm starting to remember. So, basically, in March of this year, of 2019, so last year, his phone told him that he got an average of 11,000 about 11.2 thousand steps per day. And now it had dropped by 30%, which I think that's still good because there's some days where I don't get more than like 2,000. And if I don't move at all, I probably can get away with getting less than 1,000. So, but he, and then there's also stuff on here that says that there was a research done by Evidation Health. I think I'm saying that right. That they just got data from personal fitness trackers, and it just said activity in March 1st to April 6th of this year declined by 48% nationwide because people didn't have their routines set in, and they were mostly probably just being couch potatoes at that point. Just because what else do you do?
Well, even work from home ended up less walking. Because I
walk less too, because not only do you not walk around to go talk to people, you also, like me, I kind of get in a zone and just completely just go past the time I usually went for a walk.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's just so hot that I don't go outside anyways because it's hot.
And there's the social effect of that. And
yeah, the social effect, because like going out on walks was fun because I talked to people.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's like the only people around are my neighbors, and who talks to their neighbors? Stupid people.
I agree. Like even with there's also a lot of like steps add up, like little things add up.
They do.
And you walk to your car, you walk from your car to your desk or your office or your whatever. You may walk around a little bit. You may, depending on how far the restroom is, depending on if you have your food or whatever else. So like with me, my funny thing is my steps have gone down quite a bit actually, unless I like really try, but I work in the basement. So my floors, I have my floors down.
So when I was working in the basement, cause I moved my stuff upstairs because there's a story behind that. But, basically there was a time where my internet was just like not cooperating at all. Mm-hmm. So I had to use my phone, and my desktop didn't have a Wi-Fi card in it, so I was using my iMac and then sharing the internet connection from the Wi-Fi over the Ethernet and then plugging that into my desktop. And you're wondering why I didn't use my iMac. Well, apparently the 5K resolution doesn't do well with RDP if you have desktops that, like, if you have a picture on your desktop. So
yeah,
that's why I wasn't using that. But
back on this guy.
Yeah. So, when I was working in the basement, I also was getting my stairs, but now I don't really get my stairs. But back on the article, I kind of like this line here. It was just like, they have it that says, this time around, desperate for motivation and deep in a nugget-fueled state of self-loathing. I just like that line. He got his Apple Watch and actually set up the Apple Watch with intention. Like, didn't just like slapped it on and called it good like a lot of people do after they set it up. He went in and lowered his activity goals so that they're actually, you know, they're optimistic.
Well, and also it's good to set realistic goals.
Yeah, it's good because he was constantly missing the previous ones, and I get like that too. Like, I think my Fitbit daily set is still set to 15,000. 12,000 actually, even though realistically I barely ever hit that anymore. So I should probably put it down. And that's what he talks about. And he also made it to where, like, he turned off all the notifications except for text messages and another app that he had, which is, it's called AlloBud, and it apparently lets you do self-care reminders, which I'm going to look at doing. And he also just spent time customizing the watch face so it had stuff he actually cared about instead of distracting information. He's basically just trying to remove distractions, which I think makes a lot of sense actually. And it would make the watch, like, it's weird because when the watch first came out, it was being promoted as like, oh, it's productivity.
Yeah.
Because instead of having to look at your phone, you can just look at your watch. So you save time by just looking at it. But what that ends up being is, for me, I'll fill the notification, look at it with my eyes, and then put it back down, don't even remember what I was looking at. Because, and like, people do that with their phones too. Like, before the watches were really a big thing, they wanted to know the time, they would take out their phone, look at the time, put it away, don't remember what time it was. That happened to me a lot, at least.
Yeah.
So it's a similar thing with this, I think. And so by dialing back the notifications and actually setting it up, like, with intention, as he said, which is a nice wording, I thought, he got it to where he got back to running. And then by running, he knows that he can't survive off of chicken fingers because it makes him feel like crap when he runs.
Mm-hmm.
So he actually is eating healthy. And there's more to this than that, but it was just like doing small victories to where, like, setting small goals and hitting them instead of setting a really big goal and then not hitting it, which is what a lot of us do because we try to be optimistic.
Yeah.
Which is why most year's resolutions, New Year's resolutions fail because they're huge, because you're trying to make a good, like, you're trying to do better, which is good on you, but people set goals too big. So that's it, really.
And I've read some books about that. It's good. And I'm in the middle of reading one. The idea of making habits, these little improvements, these to help make us better. You know, you don't make these giant, huge steps, but you make these small percentages. Instead of, like, one of them we talked about, like, a bicycle team or a bicycle racing team.
Mm-hmm.
They were always losing. They were having all these issues, and they were like, okay, we just need this one. We're like, let's get the best bikes. Well, this major thing costs a lot of money, all this. What they ended up figuring out is, like, why don't we just, like 3% improvement on everything? This micro, teeny tiny improvement.
Mm-hmm.
And you start just, like, you're kind of like shaving it a little bit, and this 3% starts adding up, and all these micro improvements start adding up together, and it becomes and they actually start winning some major events because of it. The other idea is, you know, prep yourself for a day. Is you first thing you do, get out of bed, put your feet on the ground, and today's going to be a great day. And if it doesn't work, he resets it, and he's like, today's going to be a great day somehow.
And that doesn't work for everybody.
Well, that's why he even said the somehow.
Yeah, but still, like, if you don't like getting out of bed, and I don't know, like, for me, yes, if I get up, like, right then, it's usually pretty good, but it's hard. Well, and even if, like, I just think that it works well for some people.
Yeah.
But just telling yourself that every time doesn't actually, like, it doesn't help others.
Well,
is all I'm saying.
And but that is just a micro habit. That isn't everybody's.
Yes.
That is just a habit that to do, the, like, getting out of bed. If you really, really want to get out of bed, you start setting things, these micro habits up to get out of bed. What can you do? You know, and also you find out, like, enjoyment, like, why are you not getting out of bed? Do you not get to sleep early enough? Are you doing other things? Like, some people will want to wake up and go to the gym, but they grab their phone, they start scrolling on social media. So
the infoscroll.
Yeah. Because, oh, I've turned off the alarm, and, oh, look, there's notifications. So the notification. So you have the trigger. So that's the other thing, is the trigger is there too. So you have the, oh, this is the thing that gets me to do something. And it's, you start, depending on how easy it is and how much entertainment you get out of it, or how it make, if it makes you more, it makes you feel good and all that, more likely you're going to do it.
And it also will help build into a routine too.
Uh-huh.
Like, routines are everything. Like, even not having a routine, you can still function, and some people are fine with it. Like, it doesn't bother them at all, which is good for them. But a lot of people need something like that, like some kind of structure. Doesn't have to be like 8 a.m., get up, 8:30, eat, 9, do whatever. It can be close to that.
Well, it could just be the routine.
It could just be the routine too, where you get up, doesn't have to be at 8, but you do the next thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you do the other thing.
You make the breakfast, you take the shower. Yes. Yeah, but there have been the things like, I still want to do these things. I still... Yes.
So, yes, there's another thing I wanted to say about this, but I don't remember, so...
Was it about the guy and his watch?
No, I think I was done with that.
Oh, was it about the mini routines and the micro habits?
Oh, yeah. So I was just going to go back to the whole New Year's resolution thing.
Ah.
And how just... And it's not even really relevant anymore, but since I brought it up again, whatever. Themes.
Yes.
So instead of New Year's resolutions, you just kind of come up with an idea of this is how I want to improve myself. Something small, doesn't have to be big, or it can just be general too, like abstract even. And then you just sit down with a little pen and paper or notepad or notebook or, you know, iPad or phone even, and just write down steps on how you think you might get there. And then just reevaluate it every... Then you just come up with a interval where you reevaluate. But it could be a week, 2 weeks, a month.
But that's also with the other ideas. If you have small iterations, that you have to make sure that your goals are realistic time periods. You're not going to go, I'm going to run a 5K in 2 weeks, and you have never even attempted to run around the block or down the block or across the living room sometimes.
So you just haven't even ran. Like, yeah. You don't.
You're not a runner at all, and yeah. You say, oh, in 2 weeks I'm going to run a 5K. No, you're not.
You might be able to walk the 5K, and even then you might not be able to.
Yeah, you might actually absolutely despise that 5K, and every step, everything. So you start building up. Well, what is believable? So you start breaking this thing apart in smaller chunks, and what can be delivered? What can I do in these 2 weeks? And then you reevaluate. And that's the nice thing about reevaluating is you get to look over everything. Like, how did I do? What went well? What didn't go well? Or I guess, or what, you know, what can be improved? What should be stopped?
And then should you even continue on with this?
Yeah. What can be the action items? Like, what should I do?
Because there could be certain circumstances to where your goal doesn't make any sense anymore.
Yeah.
Because, you know, stuff happens, like a global thing happens.
I know. And it depends on how often you want to review the goal.
But I don't know. Yeah. That goal, that theme is nice though, because if you don't hit it, it's not bad.
Yeah.
Whereas with New Year's resolutions, people tend to think, oh, I didn't hit this.
It's all or nothing.
I suck.
Well, and the theme isn't even, that's the nice thing about the theme is you don't see it as the goal as much. It's more of an idea of a general improvement instead of like,
yeah, because there's no hard objective usually.
Mm-hmm. It's like, I want to become healthier. What does that include? That is what we will figure out as we walk down this road.
Yeah, well, you might have some idea when you start.
True.
But even then, like, by eat healthier, you could...
No, not even... Well, you could eat healthier.
Sorry.
I just like, be healthier. Like, that is... That can be eat. That can be physically. That can be mentally. This is such a vague idea.
No, I get that.
And obviously, like, a lot of people, if I said healthy, they probably thought of, oh, physically strong and six packs and all that. I'm like, that is a version of healthy. There is still mental health. I don't need a six pack. There's no way I'm going to have 2% body fat in my entire life.
Yeah. It's just whatever you think you'd be happy with.
And I like cupcakes, and I am okay eating health cupcakes, being healthy.
I mean, you can still think they're not healthy. You just don't eat them that often.
Moderation.
You just treat them as a treat.
True.
Treat as treat. But yeah, theme's cool. And that's, it's just makes it easier, and you don't kick yourself basically at the end if you didn't make it.
Mm-hmm.
Because even if you tried at all and you found out, hey, this isn't going to work for me, then that's fine. As long as you're happy with that and you can tweak it.
Yeah.
Like we mentioned earlier. So,
kind of have a retrospective of reviewing it. And
don't you dare bring...
Oh, I have been dropping all of these words.
I know
words.
You have.
And just, it's not just software. It's a continual improvement. And I don't care if that's even in an agile framework, but that's my entire life mantra.
Yeah, it is.
That's why I have never been a fan of New Year's resolutions. Why wait tomorrow, or why wait till the end of the year to try to improve myself? Why can't I start? Why can't I think about starting right now? Why can't start right now? Why can't I make lists right now? I don't even need to wait till tomorrow.
It's because it's not convenient for most people, so they just push it off to the end of the year.
But
to be frank, but yeah. Also, like, if you don't want to sit down and write it out, you can even just like, you can still do the New Year's resolution. Just don't, like, if you start to not do it or fail, you can, like, if you just have a bad week, a lot of people can mentally reset at the start of the week. Like, for me, Sundays, for me, I can have a bad week, and then Saturday is probably, like, the worst, and then Sunday, for some reason, there's, like, a switch that flips in either. It's just better because it's the start, like, it's a new start for me, or I have some kind of enough motivation to actually make myself have a better week. And so if you are someone who works like that, you can always restart the next week.
Yeah.
So, or the next month even, if that works better for you. You can always continue on if you want. Where did that go?
What go?
That article. That's not in Have Talked About, and it's not in To Talk About. Unless my app's being weird.
They're both there. It's not the bottom. It's the how a smartwatch helped me take.
Okay, so what happened?
I moved in the article that it referenced.
What had happened was, I'm on a beta, so that's probably one reason. But there was a spot, like a blank spot at the top of To Talk About. Like there was just no card there. But it had enough space to have a card there. And so I clicked on the blank space and it brought the card back up, and then it refreshed the screen.
Oh, nice.
So I understand now. So you wanted to talk about something else that's in there?
Oh, I put in the article about...
And then do we want to say the words?
No, I do not, because...
Probably don't even want to say the P word either.
You already said that.
Did I?
Yes.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you... Well...
I just said world events.
No. Thinking, what did you say? You did.
I don't believe you.
Well, don't worry. It'll be, I'll just cut it out and send it to you.
Okay, that's fine.
I don't know. I know you said it, but I was like, it's not the word that gets podcasts pulled off of all podcast players, even if they're casually talked about, not in any specific.
Yeah, it's basically one of the worst words you can say right now, apparently.
I know.
For some reason.
It's really sad. So, I wanted to talk you... Wait, did I... I thought you added something else in here that I'm not seeing.
Did I?
I totally thought you... Am I looking at it wrong? You did, and I'm not seeing something.
Yeah, I did have more in here. Oh, there is one about the city.
Yes, I see that missing. One. Uh-huh. Yeah, we're just going to do that. There.
Did you find it?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. It must have been at the bottom.
Weird. Yeah, it's there now. Okay. Did you want to talk about that or the other one?
I don't know. What do you mean, the previous week other one? Or... Is there another one?
Yeah, like right below the how smartwatch helped me take care of myself, you have something below that.
Oh, no, that was just the article that goes to the how everyone's steps worked out and everything. And you did talk about that.
Really?
But that's the...
Oh, okay, because I was only going by the title.
Yeah, so that is the article to Evidation.
Oh, the thing I mentioned. Okay.
Yeah, so I started looking through it a little bit, and it talked about...
You're trying to have it on the Works Cited page. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so I guess we can talk about the other one. The reason why I have maybe to talk about on this, which is...
Now to talk about.
Yeah, which is now to talk about. It's just because we talked about it when this all started.
Uh-huh.
Like, not the same article, but the same idea. But it's more of a happier twist, not like negative Nancy. Sorry for anybody who's named Nancy.
It's okay, Karen.
That one just gets me around.
I didn't. I wasn't fully sure, but I'm glad it was just a little bit of a rile. I was actually thinking about that. That is a name that no one is going to be named for at least 30 years.
Or I think Kyle's another one, too. That's starting to become a thing, too.
It is, but I almost go with... Yeah, it's not nearly as bad.
Not yet.
Yeah, it'll probably...
No, I just... Like, when it was a meme, it was fine. But now it's hit the mainstream, and it's just annoying. Every time I see it, it just...
And it's also being misused.
Yeah, it's being very misused.
Like, even somebody that's, like, an absolute care, it's like... We'll just get past it. We're done.
Yeah, we're done. So, this article from politico.eu is called The Death of the City. And it will be in the show notes. And then it's basically...
Because of modern events.
So if you... Yeah, because of modern events. That's not what's killing urban living or making it obsolete. It's actually teleworking. And what they're arguing here. Like working remote, basically. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're saying that since people don't have to be there, like we've demonstrated that they don't have to be there to actually do their job.
Lots of people
have been able to demonstrate that. And in fact, it's actually easier for most people in a lot of cases.
Mm.
Because we've seen that people don't have to live in urban sprawls. They can go out to a suburb or a small village somewhere. As long as they got good internet, you're good. So they're kind of saying in this article that, in the article, I'm being a tangent because it's ooh shiny, but there's just a break room, no meeting room, like an executive meeting room where there's a table and then there's a fox running across it with grass growing up because no one's at offices anymore. Oh, there's a bunny too. Sorry.
No, it's all right. I was like, I see your empty meeting room, but I don't see the bunny and all that.
It's towards the top of it. It's like, the same. Oh, it's the article image. Like the image for the article.
Oh, I get it. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. Like,
I'm like halfway down the page. I'm like, what do you mean it's towards the top? I'm towards the top.
I thought they were two different images, but no, it's the same one.
Okay.
It's a really cool image too.
Well, everyone can click into the show notes and see it.
So, okay. So basically this article is just arguing that since people have found they don't need to live in places like this, they're thinking that these smaller areas, like smaller urban sites, like a village or a small town, depending on what part of the world you're from and how you call that, they might start to get at least a little bit of the urban stuff. Like, because in order to get, like I had to deal with this when I was growing up. To see a movie, had to go what we called out of town.
Yeah.
You had to go an hour away to go to a movie theater. Or if you want to go to the mall or some kind of shopping center that had more than just groceries, you had to, again, go out of town.
Mm-hmm.
And other little weird stuff, like we had a movie, like a movie rental place, but say you wanted to get a rental, then... We kind of have that with Redbox now, but...
Well, you can still get Redbox... Or, I mean, Netflix still emails discs... Or emails. Regular mail discs. Yeah, they email discs. They're called video on demand. Yeah. I mean, or streaming. But they also... Yeah. They do email discs still. There is a plan for that. You just have to dig through their website to do it.
Yeah, and it's very... Like... I mean, some people still do it, but...
If you don't have the internet, which I still say... should be regulated so everyone should have the internet, and right now proved that more than anything else in my opinion, and it's still stupid that the internet still isn't better.
It's not change overnight. I know the infrastructure kind of exists, but it kind of also doesn't.
Yeah, but there should have been some regulations to start making the infrastructure really exist.
But there's other stuff that they're worried about right now, unfortunately. Well, fortunately and unfortunately.
Yeah. You mean like the most important thing right now? No, wait, we'll talk about that later, maybe.
Okay, I'm curious what you mean. But I really should have reread these when I brought them back in, but it's basically just showing a bunch of like empty offices, and then.
So going right is going over that. I was joking around about that at work. He's working remote. As long as I have internet, I could technically get a Vanagon or an RV or something. And
I actually thought about doing that.
Yeah, I know. Like, if you can get the, like you're saying, if you can get the internet, whether it's satellite internet, whether it's whatever else, whether it's a super data plan that's not Verizon, that I just hate two people, my internet company and Verizon. That's really it. But if you could have great internet, I could literally work with Grand Teton outside my window. And then at the end of my day, I'm in Grand Teton.
Mm-hmm.
I step out of my little home, my tiny home. Just going to call it a tiny home now. And I'm in...
I mean, those are a thing, too.
I know.
They're actually... Most of them are on trailers, too.
Yeah.
They're totally not practical to move all the time, but
yeah.
If you need to, you can.
Or you make a mobile tiny home. Like a mobile home? Nah, just...
You could also just be... Well, you can't be a beach bum because then you probably don't have internet, but... You could live on in a shack on the beach.
Well, I want to
as long as it has internet.
Move around, like go see the national parks and work from, you know, not having to go into work, and I can see a lot of relaxation. Which is another thing that's happening is a lot of people like with this article, is a lot of people are able to go to these locations. There's less stress of the city. A lot of these resources and everything, like you were saying, movie theaters, movies, the retail. Food, you can get a lot of this stuff delivered nowadays, and where industrialization, well, not even industrialization, but you know, you have Walmart, so many places, Amazon's able to deliver. There are so movies, theaters are questionable whether they're going to still exist after this, but that's a totally different story.
Which I'm kind of sad about, but
I understand.
I also get it at the same time because it's just an experience, but. Maybe that experience isn't valid anymore. Anyways,
but
go ahead. Yeah.
Sorry. Oh yeah. So you can do so much with all this, and you don't have to go to work. And before it was, the industry was like, oh, remote work is cheaper. Like everyone did. Like we have digitally crunched the numbers. Remote work is cheaper. Remote work is better. All this other stuff. We're not going to do it. And now it's been pushed, and now there is physical hard evidence, or when we had to support
it. It's not even that there's physical hard evidence. It's also that everybody's experienced it.
Yeah.
And people know better, and they can actually, like, make their case now, like, realistically make their case. Whereas before, it was like, some employers allowed it, some didn't, some only allowed it for certain times.
Yeah.
Like, you could, if you made arrangements, you could do it, but...
And this is the other thing. Also, work from home is not also, I've seen some of these articles. It's not guaranteed. It may be cheaper for your business than it is for you, depending on certain things. You may be keeping your house at certain temperatures now that you weren't before because nobody was there. So you didn't care if it was 100 degrees in your house as long as it was 60 when you got home. I know those are quite extremes.
Yeah, they are extremes. Like, I did change my temperatures whenever I left, but not that much. Yeah. It usually, I think, went up to 80.
Mm-hmm.
But just enough to keep it cool.
Yeah.
To where it doesn't have to be on for 5 hours before I get home, because then that completely defeats the purpose.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, nah. So, you're right. Just because it's cheaper for your company doesn't mean it's going to be cheaper for you. But at the same time... You get time back for, one, you don't have to commute anymore. And for some people, that's a lot of time.
Yeah.
Like multiple hours a day. Sometimes multiple hours just to get there.
Mm-hmm.
You also don't have to pay for the gas anymore. You don't have to pay for as much maintenance on your car, probably.
True.
That is a cost that won't get, like, you won't see immediately, but it will add up eventually if you were to keep doing it.
Yeah.
And then... Yeah, so I think, like, just staying home, like, around here, that's not going to cost that much more just because it doesn't get that hot, but down in like Arizona or something, I could see that being a big expense.
Yeah.
Cause like some people they paid, like I had an old roommate who lived down there for a couple of years. And one summer hit when it was really hot, just to keep their house at 80 degrees, it was multiple hundreds of dollars for their electric bill.
Wow. And even during winter, like cold climate areas, they might have a little more to spend during winter time. Keeping it, obviously you're not going to let it get down to freezing, but during winter, you may not feel comfortable with your house at 60 degrees.
I didn't feel comfortable at work in the wintertime usually because it was too cold. But.
True. But now you are spending to keep it warmer. You're spending your electric bill, your lights are on, but if you, depending on what you have for your lights, that might be negligible.
Yeah, and you can also, like, there's ways to combat that too. Like, if you're the only one in the house and you're only spending time in that one room, you can get an AC window unit to just cool that one room. You can also get space heaters for the wintertime just to heat that one room.
True.
There's also fans. So there's ways to mitigate those expenses a little bit. Like, you'll get initial hit, and it may be cheaper overall just to not worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because that initial hit is a lot, but... Yeah.
And I'm not, and that's the thing is, like, I see a lot of these, they usually talk about bad. And, you know, I see, like, you're arguing why it's not that bad. And I agree, it is not that bad. I'm just like,
it's not that bad here.
These are, some places it may be worse than others, but these are things that are noticed.
Like, I'm actually kind of excited for the wintertime.
Yeah.
Just because
you can control the temperature.
Not only that, but especially where I'm actually working in my office and not just in my basement. I kind of want to get one of those heaters, like those wall heaters that have the fireplace on them.
Ah, they're
just
nice.
Just so I can have a fireplace. Yes. And then I can play fireplace noises in the background too, so it actually looks real.
Yeah.
Or, I could just get a normal heater and then get an old monitor and, show the fire on there. But
true.
It's not quite as realistic.
Play Netflix. 24-hour fireplace thing.
Then you wouldn't even have to worry about having the noises in the background. It's just there.
Yeah.
And they'll sound more realistic, too.
There you go.
What do we have for time?
We're about halfway. So,
okay,
with
cool.
The movie thing, though, I did want to...
Movie thing.
With movie theaters.
Okay, while we're here, though, just back to this article, just to close it up. It's just saying that rural opportunities will probably get built up more, like have better infrastructure, which I honestly think is kind of a good thing, just because, like, yes, you can get stuff delivered, but if in your little community there was like a small shopping center where you could get groceries and stuff around the corner, like there's a community here that's supposed to be built up in our city, where the idea was you had everything you could get within walking distance. I really like that idea.
Mm-hmm.
And if that ever does get built here, I'm probably going to consider moving there just because of that. Just because I like that idea.
Nice.
And going forward, if this continues to be a thing, like this, what this article's talking about, I can see that becoming more and more popular. And stuff will just become more central, like decentralized, but also more centralized at the same time.
You won't need giant Walmarts, but you might have these little shops.
Well,
that
I think
have similar things.
They'll still be there and they'll still be needed, but I do think that having these little shops would be more of a thing and more people would request stuff
like India that. India has a lot of stuff like that with the corner shops.
Basically. And I think Europe has them too, actually, especially in places that are pretty well populated.
Mm.
But I think a lot of the non-Western countries have stuff like that, because a lot of their cities are old. Like, they've been around for a while and they haven't had this weird, like in the 50s, towns just got weird. Like, suburbs became a thing. And since people had cars, bigger and bigger stores became a thing because people could go there and actually spend their money.
Mm-hmm.
And again, in some cases, it's good in that people have access to more goods, but it's bad because the local shops got put out of business and you're spending money and wasting resources on getting there because your personal car. So yeah, there's give and take on it, obviously, but yeah, that's it. Oh, no, that's fine. Go on.
All right. With the movie theaters.
Yes.
And all the movies being pushed off, pushed around, and so on and so forth.
Oh, this one.
So Tenet, Warner Brothers' Tenet movie got pushed, delayed till...
next year?
No, it's still this year.
I don't think it will get out.
It's late in the year is what it is, but when they pushed out...
Which I think is when it's going to get worse.
Also would get a staggered release.
Huh?
They were also getting a staggered release.
No, so I heard what you said, but huh?
Apparently they're releasing it in like to some theaters in some places and other theaters. So they're kind of doing this.
That's weird.
Yes.
I wonder if they feel like they're doing that to try to make it more safe, but in reality it's going to have the opposite effect because more people are going to congregate to that area.
So, well, okay, here's the other stuff is, so, Warner Brothers gearing up to release Tenet in 70 international territories, including Australia, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, Korea, Russia, and United Kingdom on August 26th, according to their press release. Tenet will roll out to select theaters in the U.S. beginning September 3rd. So it is coming out. I guess it's not that much later this year. It's like later this month.
Still in theaters?
For theaters.
Interesting.
And the studio has no plans to release in China at the moment.
Okay.
So, obviously, when you use staggered release like that, with modern days, usually piracy becomes a big thing. But also, that's where a lot of the negotiations with AMC has come out, where the movies don't need to be in theaters for 3 months, but 3 weeks. Before they go video on demand. Which means AMC probably also negotiated larger chunks of the money up front, because usually theaters don't get money, don't start seeing a good majority of the money from ticket sales months in.
So that, because of that, I was actually kind of freaking out, because that means that theaters are going to get less money. As long as that means that the actual, like, theater, the actual franchise showing it, like the physical building, I mean, as long as they get more money out of it, that's probably good, because that's the reason why concessions are so high.
Yes.
Because that's the only way they can pay for the ticket.
Well, unless the movie's been in theaters for multiple months. Because it starts off at like a 90% of the sales goes towards the production company. But they need to make their money.
I get that. But
also the theaters, the physical buildings, they need money too.
Yeah, they need money too. And by doing it this way, they made it to where popcorn costs $5 to $10, which shouldn't cost that much money because it's very cheap.
Yeah. Yes.
Like soda's also very cheap. Most of those places probably they pay a contract to whatever soda company they're going through. They can usually get as much as they want. Mm-hmm. They just have to pay for the cups.
Yeah.
So it's literally like
it's pennies.
Yeah. Pennies. And they charge like 500, 600 times the amount, just because I'm not blaming them. That's how they make money. It's just the situation that they're in. So what will probably end up happening here is, yes, they get more money, but the concessions are going to stay the same because they get more money, unfortunately. But yeah. So
also with this, when they released theirs, Disney said they are releasing Mulan, the live action, to Disney Plus.
Only Disney Plus?
Well, it's Disney. Well, they're releasing it to Disney Plus. So there may be some theatrical releases, but they're releasing it to Disney Plus with the idea that knowing that people cannot make it to theaters.
Yeah, and that makes sense. I was just wondering if they were doing a theaters thing. Like, yeah, even though I think a lot of people are still skeptical about going for various reasons, but Yeah. Oh, they apparently delayed it indefinitely last month. I didn't know about that.
Yeah, so I guess that's the other thing. So what they do release it is, the theater thing is actually kind of, I think they want to, which actually, real quick sidetrack.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what the number one movie in theaters is this week?
It's either Jaws or, shoot, what was the other one? I don't remember the other one.
Jurassic Park.
Oh, no, that wasn't what I was thinking of.
The OG one.
You know why? Because it had practical effects, and so they were actually good. They had very little CG, like...
Yeah.
And any time that they... Like, there's a YouTube... You got me on a tangent here. There's a YouTube video that talks about, and I don't know who did it. I'll have to look for it, but... He... Like, because a lot of people say, wow, the Jurassic Park effects are just so good. Like, they stand up to today. There's a lot of reasons for that. One, the director wanted to not use CG as much as possible, just because, especially at the time, CG was very bad. Like, it worked in a pinch, but if you made excessive use of it, it just made a bad experience.
Mm-hmm.
So they made big animatronics, dinosaurs, and any time that they were able to just move, like, if they didn't have to move at all, like, they were just stationary, but they were, like, swaying or something like that. I'm moving my hand. You can't see that. Sorry.
More like an amusement park style.
Yeah, as long as it was doing that, it could do it just fine. But if it ever had to move, usually what they did is that would be CG kind of,
mm-hmm.
but they would use something to mask the effects. So an example of that is whenever they were in the Jeep and it got flipped over and there's a T-Rex coming towards them and it's raining, they kind of hid... The fact that they were CGing the T-Rex, I think this was in this scene, by making the camera shake, like mm-hmm. making it seem like the floor was shaking. And by doing that, it blurred out the fact that
the CG wasn't as good as it could. Okay.
Yeah. And other times where if they were needing to move something around with CG or just move it around in general, they kind of made it the background focus. They just didn't make it the full focus.
Yeah.
And the only times they made it the full focus, like whenever they first get there and the guy gets out of the Jeep and is looking at the, I don't know if it was a brontosaurus or an apatosaurus, but one of those big, huge, long-necked dinosaurs and was just looking at it. And yeah, I think that was one of the few times where they actually gave exclusivity to it. Holy crap.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was cool. Like, the amount of stuff they did was just cool, but there actually wasn't that many moments in the movie. I think there was like 17 where stuff like that was done.
Nice.
Because most of the time, it's either happening off camera, like the dinosaurs or stuff is happening off camera, or they... Yeah. I'm going to have to find it so y'all can...
Yeah. I'm going to have to add the show notes if you can find it.
But yeah, so you bring up Jurassic Park, so...
Well... Let me finish this article. For, okay. I kind of tangented myself a little with that.
And you tangented me even more. So
yeah. So what's going on? So Disney releasing Mulan to Disney Plus, mm-hmm. But big one. It's going to cost you $30.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
To rent it, and you only have access as long. That is something that Disney has said that. Once you pay the $30, it is part of your subscription until you cancel your subscription. I'm not
sure
if
that's an interesting take.
Back. I was thinking they were starting to do something like Amazon does, where Amazon has their subscription, but they also have their paid stuff.
Yeah, that's what I thought they were going to do, which $30 is a bit steep for something like that.
Especially where you're not inviting your friends over to go watch it.
Yeah, but I don't know how I feel about the way they're doing it, where you have access to it until you cancel your subscription.
They may change that later.
They may, but I don't know, because if you get it for free, fair enough. That makes sense, because like with I think PS Plus, at least when I was paying for it, they had free games, and you could get them every month. But if you ever canceled a subscription... You didn't have them anymore, which fair enough, because it's technically free.
Yeah.
But where you're paying for it, and you're paying a good amount, I don't know. It's kind of weird.
So officially, Mulan is being released into theaters where Disney Plus is not open and or not available, and theaters are open. Disney Plus is not available across the entire world.
Interesting.
Certain regulations. And
stuff. Yeah. No, that makes sense, but I was trying to spell Jurassic Park.
Ah, yes.
Did not work.
So, but I don't know. That may change. I don't know. And that's the other thing is if you cancel your Disney Plus, does that mean that when I resubscribe, I get my Mulan back? Or does that even matter? Because maybe when I resubscribe, Mulan's going to be part of it anyways. Because there was some like questionableness of, oh, this may be available to people who are not subscribed. And there was apparently somebody interpreted it as non-subscribers could pay the $30 and then watch it. But I'm not seeing where he officially said that. I think it might be more there.
Okay.
Yeah, it might be more for their interpretation. I didn't actually see that anywhere, especially where they blatantly said when he was asked. A representative for Disney Plus confirmed to Insider the $29.99 fee is not a one-time rental charge. Disney Plus subscribers will have continuous access to the film for as long as they remain subscribers to the service.
So, that could be taken two ways.
You're paying for a continual rental fee. You pay a one-time rental fee for as long as you subscribe.
Yes. So, the two ways that I'm thinking of you can take that is, the way you said it, you get it until you unsubscribe.
Mm.
And then even if you resubscribe, you don't have it anymore. The other way is, if you resubscribe, you suddenly have everything that you had your rental, like all the rentals you paid for.
Which is not hard with modern days where if you're using the same credit card or the same logins and everything, obviously they would know what you was included with your plan previously.
Well, I mean, you would just use like, even then you don't even have to go that far because it's tied to their account.
Yeah.
They're just reactivating their service.
True.
So if they do it the way where you don't have access to it if you unsubscribe, but if you're ever a subscriber and you paid for it, you just have it. It's still kind of weird, just especially where how much it is, but it's more fair than you not getting it if you unsubscribe because you paid for it. So I could see them doing it and it would probably be okay. Not so bad, but
I thought I'd read, I think I reported it's coming on September 4th. I think I thought it was $40. Like, that is a lot of money. 30, it's better. It's still up there.
It is still up there, but
at least thinking, I keep it.
Thinking about it, especially if a family watching it.
Yeah.
Most theaters don't have like a family price, like for a whole family to get into.
True.
So, and usually they're either $10 to $15 per ticket.
Yeah.
And if you only have like 3 to 4 people, not so bad, but if you're trying to take, like if you have 4 to 8, like if you have more than like 4 kids, that's going to be a lot. And this would be way cheaper. And you would all just have access to it whenever.
And I did pay $25 for Scooby-Doo.
And that was just to watch it. Like you don't own it, right?
No, I own it.
Oh, do you own
it? That is mine.
Okay.
And I bought it through Vudu, which means it's on all of my services.
Yeah. I just wasn't sure if they did the thing where you basically bought a ticket, but you just watched it virtually. I couldn't remember what they did.
Yeah, that one, it seemed like there was a rental option for a bit, and I think they pulled it until like a week or a month after it was released. They forced everyone to buy it initially. Which, whatever. I enjoyed the movie.
Yeah, that's fair.
Probably wouldn't have actually bought it, but it made me buy it because it was not an extremely ridiculous price.
Yeah.
I would have wanted to eventually have watched it, and it made me watch it a little bit sooner, actually, probably like 6 months sooner than I probably would have.
And did you also just kind of want to vote with your wallet, like to make this be a thing?
Okay. There was that too. And there was, you know, it was worth it. And that's why I said the $30, I really wish I could keep this movie. I really wish I could keep this movie because at least then I'd be like, I'd feel better about going like, I have purchased this digital product and yes, it is. So I don't know. I want to watch Mulan, but maybe I might have to do the voting with my wallet again and be like, I'll just wait until you include it with your normal plan.
Yeah. And that might be what happened. Like, I don't know. Like I'm kind of on the fence on whether this is like, I'm not happy with it. But at the same time, I get it because they are missing out on the theatrical stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the easy, like, they're going to be missing out on a good chunk of money just because the people are going to see this. Like, a lot of them would have been families, so.
Yeah.
Instead of getting $100 possibly out of this or more, they're only getting 30.
But they are getting 100% of the money.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I meant, though. Like,
yeah. So they're instead.
Oh no, that's fair.
Yeah. So yes, it is. They are not getting $100 for a family of four, when a family of four has to pay $150 to go to the movies just to watch the movie and not even buy concessions. But they are getting 100% of this $30, and technically 40. They are getting 100% of the $40 because you have to have $10 for a monthly subscription.
Is Disney one of those thing? One of those. Services where you can't subscribe on the app, or can you subscribe on the app?
Depends on what your device is.
That's weird.
No, if you're Apple, you can't do it through the app. If you're Android,
Android takes the same percentage. That's why I say that's weird.
Okay, I'll admit that. But I feel like actually that's happening a lot. There was something else.
Because the argument's made that if it's a digital good, they should get their cut. Like, that's their argument right now.
Which is also, even with their cut, is still better than it used to be when, like, the phone companies charged, like, 70% to put your little app on their phone.
30% might be high now.
Yeah.
Like, they should probably reevaluate that. But when it first came out, that was fair because that was way cheaper than what the industry was doing at the same time. And you were getting a platform that was more or less safe. So, I also added, you moved something when you did that.
There, it's all done.
Or you put a color on something.
I color coded it.
Okay.
We should really react.
So, what I was going to...
Okay, go ahead.
What I was going to say is, I put that video on the show notes.
All right.
It's not titled, it just has a link because apparently it didn't want to put the title. But the title is just like, why Jurassic Park looks better than its sequels, and then the... channel is Films and Stuff. But yeah, it just talks about whatever I talked about. But if you were interested in that, I recommend watching that just because my retelling of it is not good. Because I can't remember hardly anything. I just remember really liking it. Like, I can remember. I can't remember the details at the moment, so.
All right. Probably should wrap things up, though.
We doing the words?
We are doing the famous last words.
All right. I had my famous last words already, so go ahead.
What were your famous last words?
The Jurassic Park thing.
Oh, I see.
It was convenient. I didn't have any.
Oh, I see. Well, my famous last words are going to be... What are these words? These words shall be... I gotta remember what these words are. I already did that one. I'm just saying that my famous last words are awesome.